Yep. It's that time of year when we look back and forward to see how things might be different in the future. This look back typically ends in the all too familiar resolution. And it seems we are not the first era of people to do so because Babylonians reportedly made promises to the gods to earn good favor in the coming year. So whether you're a New Year's Eve resolution maker, or you wait for the first few days of festivities to die down, or you don't make any at all, we can't help ourselves and make intentions that we hope will shape the coming year. Yet, New Year's resolutions have become such an expected occurrence, we don't even flinch when we fail to stick to them and decide to revisit them during Lent. Maybe that's just a New Orleans thing. As millions go about making or already breaking resolutions, there seem to be some recurring themes: health and fitness, financial freedom, and personal development. And chances are more than a couple of resolutions have started with the following words, maybe some of yours, right? Lose, improve, try, learn, appreciate, listen, or quit. These starters can be just as valuable in your marketing resolutions. And that's what we're going to talk about today on Drive Time Marketing.
Welcome to Drive Time Marketing, tips, tricks, and tools to take your marketing to new and profitable destinations.
As I was saying, now is the time when some of us are making or breaking resolutions, which usually start with such words like lose, improve, try, learn, etc. But these starters can be very inspirational in making some marketing resolutions. So let's dive in. My first resolution is, of course, to lose. Now is the perfect time to reflect on what's been weighing down our marketing efforts and resolve to shed those burdens. Just as you might decide to lose weight for personal health, it's beneficial for marketers to eliminate the excess that hampers growth and efficiency in their professional sphere. Are you holding on to branding that doesn't make sense for where you are today or the guests that you have? Are you still using the same comfortable marketing channels that haven't thought about testing new ones? Is there more fat in budget items that should be trimmed? Or should you be shifting your consumption into new channels? Let go of what could be holding your business back from growing. Lose the extra weight. You can lose inefficient processes. Start by reevaluating your workflows and systems. Are there tasks that take up an inordinate amount of time without delivering value? Maybe it's a reporting system that's too complex or a series of approvals that bottleneck creativity. Streamlining processes can free up time and resources, allowing you to focus on innovation and strategy. Lose outdated branding. Evaluate your branding and messaging periodically. Are they still resonating with your current audience, or are they relics of the past? Your brand's voice and image should evolve as your market and audience does. Holding on to outdated elements can make your brand seem irrelevant or out of touch. Lose comfortable but ineffective marketing channels. Examine the ROI of all your marketing channels. You might find that some of the tried and true methods are no longer delivering results. For many casinos, this is happening with postal mail. Perhaps there's a reluctance to move away from these familiar strategies, but in a rapidly changing digital landscape, adaptability is key. Experiment with new channels and methods to discover what truly resonates with the audience you have today and tomorrow. And lose non-profitable programs. You have to scrutinize every marketing program and campaign for its profitability and effectiveness. If certain initiatives are consistently underperforming or yielding a negative ROI, it might be time to cut them loose. And this doesn't mean giving up on the first sign of trouble, but rather recognizing when effort and resources would be better allocated elsewhere. Lose the fear of delegation. That one took me a long time. But you have to let go of the need to control every aspect of the marketing. Empower and trust your team or find partners that you can delegate tasks to. This not only lightens your load, but it also encourages a more dynamic and responsive marketing team. With more hands on deck and diverse perspectives, your marketing can become more innovative and more effective. Lose that fat in the budget. Take a hard look at your budget allocations. Are there areas where spending is excessive or could be optimized? Maybe it's an over-reliance on paid advertising when organic strategies could yield some long-term results. Or perhaps it's underutilizing tools that could automate and enhance your marketing efforts. Reallocate funds from underperforming areas into strategies that will offer you better growth potential. Shedding burdens can rejuvenate and propel your marketing forward. And by resolving to lose what no longer serves you, be it outdated strategies, non-profitable programs, or fear of delegation, you can streamline your efforts, capitalize on what works, and set the stage for a year of growth and innovation. Here's to a lighter, more agile marketing approach in 2024. My second resolution is about improving. As marketers, it's crucial to recognize that a well-supported and engaged team is fundamental to lasting brands and innovative, effective campaigns. My second marketing resolution is about improvement. As marketers, it's crucial to recognize that a well-supported and engaged team is fundamental to lasting brands and innovative, effective campaigns. This year, resolve to improve the employee experience specifically through marketing-centric strategies that will enhance both team satisfaction and campaign outcomes. Your internal marketing team could be the best and most valuable brand ambassadors and influencers you'll ever have. We dedicated an entire episode of our Winning Influencer Marketing series to internal influencers because we felt the topic merited a focused discussion. We know how guests look for specific team members to help them when they visit, but now they continue to communicate with them through their social channels, often influencing where they spend their money. If you're interested in that webinar, I'll add a link in the show notes. But why not lean into these relationships and provide team members with the assets and tools to help their stars rise along with your brands? User-generated content continues to be more valued than brand-generated content. But when user-generated content is branded appropriately, well, it can be the best of both worlds. Improve collaboration and creativity spaces by creating environments or platforms where team members can collaborate and share ideas freely. Whether that's physical brainstorming rooms enhanced with creative stimuli or digital spaces used to connect and ideate, ensure that your team has a place to unleash their creativity. And improve ideation by fostering a culture of innovation. Encourage a culture where new ideas are celebrated and tested. Allow team members the autonomy to experiment with unconventional strategies or campaigns on smaller scales. Even if every idea doesn't pan out, and it probably won't, it fosters a dynamic, innovative environment where marketers feel their creativity is valued. And improve or implement feedback loops. Create structured opportunities to give and receive feedback on various initiatives. This can be through regular team meetings, one-on-one sessions, or anonymous surveys. But constructive feedback is valuable for improvement and makes employees feel valued and involved. Improve knowledge and skills. Offering opportunities such as attending industry conferences or subscribing to leading marketing publications or providing in-house training on the latest marketing trends and tools. Knowledge growth directly translates to improved performance and job satisfaction. And in improving the employee experience from a marketing perspective, you'll not only enhance job satisfaction, but also drive more impactful marketing results. Let 2024 be a year of significant growth for both your team and your brand. My third resolution is a fun one, and it's about trying. One of the best things you can do for your marketing is to rid yourself of the phrase, "We've always done it this way or that way." Make a change jar and have your team put a dollar in every time the phrase slips out. Every time someone resists new ideas on tradition alone, have them contribute. This playful approach isn't just about collecting money for the team treat. It's a tangible reminder to challenge the status quo and embrace innovative thinking. It's a visual cue that encourages your team to question outdated practices and propose new dynamic strategies. Celebrate when the jar gets full, not just because you can treat the team to something, but because it'll represent how many times you've chosen innovation over comfort. It's essential to understand that what worked in the past might not be effective now. Marketing is an ever-evolving field, and staying stagnant means falling behind. If one area of business has proven itself to be independent of sacred cows, it's marketing. Some of you might remember when we used to only use paid advertising or the yellow pages, which I know some of you may not even know what that is. It's genuinely laughable now, yet it really wasn't that long ago. Today, digital media and artificial intelligence are reshaping how we understand and reach audiences. Encourage your team to bring forth new ideas, no matter how unconventional they may seem. And commit to incorporating at least one new marketing tactic this year and meticulously measure its impact. Whether it's leveraging the latest AI technology, delving into new social media platforms, or adopting a unique storytelling method, the key is to explore and evaluate. Every attempt is a step towards discovering what truly engages your audience and sets your brand apart. But don't just look within your own industry for inspiration. The most groundbreaking ideas often come from cross-pollination of concepts between different fields. Attend interdisciplinary conferences and network outside your usual circles. Invite guest speakers from various sectors to share insights with your team. This approach not only fosters creativity, but it also equips your team with a more holistic understanding of the business landscape. Remember, the aim is to foster a culture of curiosity, agility, and boldness. By the end of the year, you'll not just have a collection of dollars in a jar, but a rich portfolio of experiments, learnings, and possibly a breakthrough strategy that sets your brand apart. Let 2024 be the year you not only keep up with the changes in marketing, but lead the charge with innovative, impactful strategies. Okay, we talked about losing, improving, and trying. Next, we're going to talk about learning, appreciating, listening, and quitting. But first, this quick message.
Join the second line to the most innovative casino marketing gathering. Interactive and immersive. You'll experience a 360-degree view of casino marketing and learn from experts in their fields. We keep the group small so that everyone gets a hands-on experience they can implement when they go back to work. Click the link in the show notes for information.
Welcome back. My fourth marketing resolution is about learning. My favorite thing. Part of the process we go through in onboarding our Casino Marketing Bootcamp attendees is learning what they're trying to accomplish and what their leadership is looking for. We learn so they can learn more. As marketing leaders, you need to ask the more critical questions to learn and create the most effective marketing programs. It's too easy for leaders to become so entangled in execution details that we risk making non-strategic decisions. I like to call this the Starburst effect. Rather than understanding the challenge, we focus on a small detail that may never get us to our goal. Embrace strategic learning this year. Emphasize the importance of understanding both the macro and micro elements of campaigns. Learning isn't just about accumulating knowledge, it's about contextualizing information to make informed strategic decisions. So encourage your team to ask deep, probing questions that go beyond surface-level understanding to truly grasp the complexities of each campaign and its impact on the overall business strategy. Implement agile learning processes. Adopt a mindset of agile learning where the cycle of tracking, measuring, adjusting, and repeating becomes second nature. Encourage your team to view every campaign as a learning opportunity. By continuously iterating and refining your strategies based on real-time feedback and results, your marketing efforts become more dynamic and more responsive to market demands. Next, align learning with business objectives, and this is very important. Ensure that all learning initiatives are directly aligned with your organization's business objectives. Whether it's improving customer engagement, increasing sales, or enhancing brand reputation, every educational activity should have a clear, measurable goal that will contribute to the overarching business strategy. Gone are the days when we can coast on vanity metrics. We need to measure revenue along with the cost for that revenue or conversion. Leverage media intelligence. If you're buying media, stop buying the media you consume and shift your media buying strategies from intuition-based to intelligence-driven. Educate your team on the power of targeted media buying, where decisions are based on robust data about your audience's behaviors and preferences. By understanding and targeting the media consumption habits of your most responsive audiences, you can optimize your spend and maximize your ROI. Identify where you can find quick hits and build a highly targeted and efficient media plan that you can track via your database. With this segmentation approach, you can match the highest growth, highest responsive audiences using media usage profiles. And maybe I'll add a link to our casino advertising masterclass because we do go through this. Next, cultivate a data-driven culture. As casino marketers, we are awash with data, but the skill is not just in gathering it, but in interpreting and leveraging it effectively. So resolve to deepen your team's understanding and use of data analytics. Invest in training that enhances their ability to discern patterns, predict trends, and make informed decisions. And by understanding what metrics truly matter, your team can focus on the KPIs that align with the broader business goals, moving beyond vanity metrics to those that drive real sustainable growth. And by adopting these learning resolutions, your marketing team will not only be more knowledgeable, but more strategic, data savvy, and aligned with the business goals. So make 2024 the year where learning propels your marketing to new heights of effectiveness and innovation. Marketing resolution number 5 is to appreciate. In 2024, let's commit to nurturing and appreciating our brands and workplace culture more profoundly, recognizing its critical role in driving both employee satisfaction and brand success. A strong, cohesive culture isn't just a nice to have, it's actually a strategic asset. As I mentioned before in a couple of different podcasts and blog posts, when team members are not part of our brands, our work as marketers only gets more challenging. Studies have shown that brand messages can reach 561% further when they're shared by team members than via the brand channels. But a Gallup study has shown that only 27% of team members believe in their employer's brands. 27%, that just kills me. Imagine if just 1% more of your team believed and shared your brand message. What if you could get that to 28% or 29%, 30% or more? Recognize and reinforce a positive culture by acknowledging the resilience and adaptability your team has shown in recent years. Celebrate the successes and learn from the challenges. Actively look for ways to reinforce behaviors and attitudes that contribute to a positive, productive workplace. And this might include recognizing individual or team achievements, sharing success stories, or creating moments for team bonding and relaxation. And empower your brand ambassadors. When employees genuinely believe in and advocate for your brand, their endorsements can significantly amplify your marketing messages. So invest in training and resources that will help employees understand and articulate your brand's value propositions and encourage them to share their positive experiences and stories across their networks. And then strive to increase the percentage of team members who believe in and are willing to advocate for your brand. This begins with a transparent communication about your brand's mission, values, and goals. Ensure every team member understands how their role contributes to the brand's success and feels valued for their contribution. Regularly solicit and act on employee feedback to demonstrate that their input shapes the brand's journey. Then take a detailed look at the employee journey, from onboarding to development and retention. Identify the pain points or opportunities for improvement. And just as you would meticulously craft a customer's journey with your brand, apply the same level of care and consideration to the employee experience. This might involve updating onboarding processes or offering more personalized career development opportunities, maybe even enhancing the workplace environment. Then foster a culture of understanding and resilience and recognize that friction and challenges are part of any dynamic workplace. But a culture grounded in mutual respect, open communication, and shared goals can turn these challenges into opportunities for growth and learning. Encourage a mindset of continuous improvement where feedback is welcome and mistakes are viewed as part of the natural process of learning. By focusing on appreciation and nurturing a positive, engaged workplace culture, you'll not only enhance employee well-being and satisfaction, you're also going to strengthen your brand from the inside out. So let this year be the year your appreciation for your team and culture translates into tangible success for your brand. Marketing resolution 6 is to listen. Listen to guests, listen to each other. Listen and ask repeatedly why until you root out the message. The most successful businesses know their guests and invest in research. Take a look at your guest journey and what are their pain points? What are the elements that make an ordinary experience extraordinary? Focus groups and online surveys can give you a wealth of insights and help you build marketing programs. Understanding your guests is essential to long-term growth and should be at the center of everything that you do. Develop a culture of active listening across all customer touchpoints, whether it's social media, customer service calls, or in-person interactions. Ensure that every team member is trained to listen actively and empathetically. Encourage them to probe deeper with follow-up questions that uncover the underlying reasons behind customer feedback. And leverage the latest in listening technology, including sentiment analysis, social listening tools, and voice of the customer programs. These tools can help you capture not just what your guests are saying, but how they feel, providing a more nuanced understanding of their experiences and expectations. And while quantitative data is crucial, qualitative insights often reveal the deeper stories behind the numbers. So regularly conduct focus groups, in-depth interviews, and ethnographic studies to get richer, more detailed understanding of your guests' lives, needs, and how they interact with your brand. Establish robust feedback loops that not only collect guest insights, but also acts on them. Show your guests that their input is valued by communicating back what changes or improvements have been made based on their feedback. This is going to not only enhance customer satisfaction, but it will reinforce the willingness to share in the future. Dive deep into your guest journey analytics to identify friction points and delight moments, and use this data to streamline and enhance the customer experience at every stage. Remember, the goal is to make the entire journey as seamless and enjoyable as possible, turning satisfied guests into enthusiastic brand advocates. Ensure that listening to guests is not just a marketing function, but a company-wide priority. From the C-suite to the front line, every team member should understand the value of guest insights and be empowered to act on them. Create cross-functional teams to implement changes based on customer feedback, ensuring that improvements are made swiftly and effectively. This year, elevate your commitment to actively and empathetically listen to your guests. Understanding their needs, preferences, and pain points is not just about gathering data. It's about building a genuine connection that fosters loyalty and drives strategic, customer-centric decision-making. By making a concerted effort to listen and respond to your guests, you position your brand as responsive, caring, and customer-focused. So let this be the year you transform listening into a strategic asset, deepening guest relationships, and driving meaningful growth for your brand. Marketing Resolution 7 is about quitting, and I know maybe this might deserve its own podcast, but quit impulsive trend chasing. Avoid jumping on every trend impulsively. Before adopting a new trend, critically evaluate its relevance and potential impact to your brand and audience. Not all trends are going to align with your brand values or appeal to your audience, and that's okay. Be selective and strategic in the trends you choose to pursue. And quit one-sided communications. Move away from creating communications that resonate with you personally, but fail to engage your target audience. Shift your focus to understanding and addressing the needs, preferences, and pain points of your audience. Every piece of communication should be crafted with the audience's perspective in mind, ensuring that it's relevant, engaging, and valuable to them. And expand your horizon beyond your industry's echo chamber. Look to other sectors for inspiration and best practices that could be adapted and applied to your brand. Innovations often occur at the intersections of industries. By exploring broader sources of inspiration, you might discover your next breakthrough strategy. So quit neglecting outside inspiration. And quit focusing solely on features and embrace your emotions. Reorient your communications to highlight the benefits of your products and services, not just the features. Emphasize how your offerings improves lives, solves problems, or delivers a unique value or experience. Connect with your audience emotionally by addressing their desires, fears, aspirations, and needs, creating a compelling narrative that goes beyond the technicalities. Understand and leverage the emotional triggers of your audience. Engage in deeper market research to uncover what truly motivates your customers, what their core needs are, and how your brand can meet them. And then tailor your messaging to strike that emotional chord, making your brand not just a choice, but a partner in fulfilling their desires or solving their challenges. By resolving to quit these limiting habits and approaches, you open up the world of possibilities for a more authentic, impactful, customer-centric marketing. Let 2024 be the year your brand breaks free from the old constraints and embraces a more thoughtful, engaging, and effective marketing strategy. And as you venture into the new year with these resolutions, remember that the most pivotal element in any strategy, campaign, or innovation is you. Your growth, mindset, and well-being are central to the vitality and success of your marketing efforts. Choose an area for personal and professional enhancement, commit to it, and watch it as it positively transforms not just your work, but your entire team dynamic. Continually seek opportunities to learn new skills, broaden your understanding, or stay abreast of the latest trends. Whether it's taking a course, attending a seminar, or simply dedicating time each week to read industry-related materials, make a conscious effort to grow. As you expand your knowledge and skills, you become a more valuable asset to your team, capable of leading and contributing to more successful outcomes. Embrace challenges, learn from failures, and celebrate successes. A growth mindset isn't just about acquiring knowledge, it's about evolving how you think, how you approach problems, and how you collaborate with others. So encourage yourself and your team to view every obstacle as a learning opportunity and every success as a stepping stone to even greater achievements. And remember that a healthy work-life balance is essential. Stress and burnout can stifle creativity and productivity, so it's crucial to take care of your physical and mental health, whether it's regular exercise, meditation, or ensuring that you just take time off to recharge. Find what works for you and make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. As you embark on this year's journey to refine and improve your marketing strategies, never lose sight of the role you play in their success. Invest in yourself with the same passion and commitment that you give your marketing campaigns. Your personal and professional development is not just beneficial, but essential to the continued success and innovation of your team and your brand. So here's to a year of growth, achievement, and transformation. Thanks for joining me on this week's episode of Drive Time Marketing.
Thank you for joining us on Drive Time Marketing. If you like what you heard today, rate and review so other marketers can find us. You can also sign up for our newsletter at the link in the show notes. And if you're looking for more in-depth knowledge and training, join us at our next Casino Marketing Bootcamp event. Until next time, keep driving towards your goals with great marketing.